Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Wednesday, December 10th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. There is a lot of news to talk about today. We'll talk about what the Instagram team is rolling out right now, what they're rolling out later this week, and in the future. They are rolling out right away the ability to share anyone's story who is public to your own story. They're also going to be rolling out in the near future the ability to customize your feed for Reels. We've talked about this several times on the show. And coming soon, the ability to make early access Reels, which will only be viewable by people who follow you, and then you can set a time for everyone else to be able to see them. We'll also hear from the YouTube team with the improvements that they've rolled out to the YouTube Create app and the Inspirations tab inside YouTube Studio to help you come up with suggestions of content that you need to make. We'll have all of that plus the Wednesday waffle on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the Instagram news. You can now share other people's public stories to your own story. Let's talk about it. Historically, you could share a story that someone else posted to your own story if they tagged you in it. However, if you wanted to share a story that you were not tagged in, you had some workaround options you had to do, like either screenshot it or screen record it, or use a third-party app or tool in order to download that story, and then you could share it to your own story. However, now you can natively, within the Instagram app, share public stories that others have posted to your own story, and you can do that with the little envelope icon in the bottom right-hand corner. I was thinking about why you might want to do this, and for instance, if you are a brand or a business owner, and someone went to your store or ordered some of your products and they made a video about it, you might not be tagged necessarily in that story, but you want to share it so that your followers could see it. In that case, you could reshare their public story and your followers would see it. Additionally, I think this goes in line with what Instagram has been slowly adding over time. For many years now, we've had the ability to share someone's feed post to your own personal story. Instagram recently added the ability to repost someone else's feed post, and now you can do the same thing with someone else's story. If you don't have that feature yet, make sure your Instagram app is updated. Let's move on to the next piece of news, which has to do with the new Your Algorithm settings, allowing you to control what you see in the Reels tab. The head of Instagram announced that this is launching today in the United States, with more availability in other countries in the near future. Here's the clip.
Ever wish you could see your algorithm? Maybe make some changes? Well, as of this week, you can do so on Instagram, at least for the Reels tab. We've used some of our latest technology and AI to be able to explain what we think you're interested in. So as you scroll through Reels, you'll see in the top right corner a little icon. And if you tap on that, you can see your algorithm, what we think you're interested in. You can add more topics. You can remove a topic. You can add topics you want to make sure you never see anything from in the future. And those changes will be reflected in your Reels tab forevermore. We're actually also starting to test bringing this functionality to the search tab to explore. So you can see any interests you explicitly added across the top of explore and dive in there and get back to that same interface. And over the long run, we want to bring this to the main feed, to the home tab as well. That's just going to take a little bit more time as well to bring it to more languages, which is coming soon. So check it out. And if you are interested, when you go to that algorithm page, there's actually a little share icon and you can share what you're interested in with your friends. So I'm pretty curious to see what you all do with it. Maybe tag me if you shared your story so I can see how this is being used. But I'm particularly excited about a world where there's transparency and control around your algorithm on Instagram. So it's here. Peace.
I am so excited to use that feature. I have been updating my Instagram app frequently, hoping that I have access to it. I don't yet. But of course, I will let you know when I do and once I've thoroughly tested it. And the last piece of Instagram news comes from friend of the show, Lindsay Gamble, who's been sharing on Threads that people are getting access to something called Early Access Reels, which are only viewable to people who follow that user. Lindsay explains, quote, "These reels show a clock with a star icon on the cover in the grid and a blurred cover labeled Early Access. When viewers tap in, they see a message encouraging them to follow the creator to watch the reel, along with a timer for when the reel will be available for everyone, and a follow button." End quote. I think this is interesting because earlier this year, we saw where reels could be locked with a specific access code, And this would be a cool thing to do for promotions or sales, new products, other things like that. So I think this is a good extension of that. I love the idea of early access for things like new album releases or concert tickets that are about to go on sale and a special code for them or different things like that. I think that is a really great way to get engagement from people who really care about the content that you're making and are huge fans of what you do. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from the YouTube team with what they've been working on, which includes an update to the YouTube Create app and the YouTube Studio Inspirations tab. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's get into the YouTube news. The Creator Insider team at YouTube has released a number of videos, some of which have updates that I don't think are very exciting, so I'm going to try to get through these videos as quickly as humanly possible. I'm going to speed up Lauren a little bit and just focus on the most exciting bits. First, here's Lauren talking about the updates to the YouTube Create app.
What's up, Insiders? I'm Lauren, a program manager working on our product team here at YouTube and the producer of Creator Insider. We talked about the YouTube Create app on the channel before, but if you're unfamiliar, YouTube Create is an app that gives mobile creators the tools they need to take their videos to the next level and captivate their audiences. It's easy to use and it's free of charge. Following the recent Edit with AI launch, the YouTube Create app is getting an upgrade. We're bringing a custom version of the VO3 Fast Model, Google's latest Gen AI model designed for high-quality video generation, to the app, allowing creators to generate images and videos with sound from text prompts. This is currently available on Android devices where the YouTube Create app is available.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. The rest of the clip has to do with the analytics data that you get from YouTube shopping. If you want to see the rest of that, links in the show notes. Moving on, the YouTube team has also been working on the Inspiration tab inside YouTube Studio, which helps you come up with content ideas and make suggestions for you. Here's Lauren from the YouTube Creator Insider team explaining.
What's up, Insiders? Today, we're here to give you a sneak peek into the improvements coming to the Inspiration tab this December. If you're unfamiliar, Inspiration is your AI creative partner designed to spark your creativity. It acts as a co-pilot, helping you overcome creative blocks and develop video ideas that align with your channel. You can use it to brainstorm in the feed, evaluate concepts, and develop ideas with the help of outline, thumbnail, and title ideas. Over the past year, we've evolved the tool based on your direct feedback. So without further ado, here's what's new and how to navigate it.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. For the rest of the clip, she does a demo, which you kind of need to watch the video for, and she explains how YouTube uses your data. So if you're interested in that, again, link is in the show notes. The last clip I'm going to play from the YouTube team has to do with updates to how the system does A/B testing for titles and thumbnails. I think this is really important because the title and thumbnail are likely what's going to entice someone to click on your video and watch it. So being able to experiment with different titles and thumbnails, then look at the data to see what worked better, can not only help to indicate what people want to see from you, but also help you to inform future content that you make and future titles and thumbnails. Now that you have that background, here is Lauren from the Creator Insider team explaining the update and what you can do to take advantage of it.
We're excited to share that title A/B testing in combination with thumbnail A/B testing is rolling out globally to all creators with access to advanced features. We've seen a few commonly asked questions about the feature, so we want to answer them here. First, how does title A/B testing work? The A/B testing tool is designed to compare the performance of up to 3 titles, thumbnails, or a combination of title and thumbnails. After a set period of up to 2 weeks, the winning option, or the experiment with the highest proportion of watch time, will be selected. Creators will be notified once the test concludes. If there's a conclusive result, the winning option will be shown to all viewers. If all of your options performed about the same and earned a similar share of watch time, the first combination will become the default shown to viewers. However, creators can always override this selection manually. Creators can review completed A/B test results and manage ongoing experiments via the metadata editor or on their YouTube analytics page. Next, why are results based on watch time versus CTR? We want to ensure that your A/B test experiment gets the highest viewer engagement, so we're optimizing for overall watch time over other metrics like CTR. We believe that this metric will best inform our creators' content strategy decisions and support their chances of success. Does the A/B test always guarantee the same number of impressions per arm? The A/B testing tool is designed to test titles, thumbnails, or titles and thumbnails as evenly as possible across impressions, but we can't guarantee the number of impressions will be identical across experiment arms at all times.
Okay, I'm gonna stop the clip there. She does a little bit more Q&A around the thumbnails and titles A/B testing. I think this is definitely something worth exploring, especially if you spend a lot of time creating YouTube thumbnails. One thing I wanna mention is that I did speed up Lauren's clips about 25%. That may have been noticeable. Hopefully it wasn't too fast. Just trying to make sure that I spend your time wisely. Okay, that is it for today's news. If you want to hear me talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media, which is something I call the Wednesday waffle, stick around after the music.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But the name, image, logos are trademarks of Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently until Zuck returns my DMs and starts to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacies. I use their logo with permission. Not malicious or callously, no trademark violation, filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Daniel Hill Media.
Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about something else. I think I've mentioned before on the show that I live in the New York City area, and I actually live in New Jersey. Here in New Jersey, we have a person named Dave Portnoy. If you're not familiar with him, he owns Barstool Sports, and he also does pizza reviews, where he goes to pizza places, takes one bite of pizza, and then rates it on a scale of 1 to 10. Typically, after he goes to a pizza place, if that place is highly rated, their business increases in large amounts because he's given it such a high rating. This is frustrating for the locals who have always known that the pizza is good, but I digress. I've been thinking about that concept, though, because I think it really helps to shed light on pizza places that may have been underrated or that are near your area, worth driving, but you would never pass it on your daily route, or you never go in that specific direction, so you would never go to that pizza place. I was thinking about how I could apply this idea for social media accounts potentially in other verticals, and I've been thinking a lot about hotel gyms. I have been to hotel gyms that are wildly all over the map. Some have just one treadmill and one Stairmaster and one 8-pound dumbbell, and that's it. And I've been to hotel gyms that have deadlift bars and all kinds of equipment that you would expect to find in professional gyms. I do not understand why there is no rating system for this, and so I would very much like to make an account, just like Dave Portnoy, where we film going to varieties of hotel gyms, expensive hotels, inexpensive hotels, and making rating systems for the hotel gyms so that if you want a good workout, you know that when you go to that gym, it is in fact going to have a barbell, a deadlift bar, whatever you're looking for, that you know this is going to be an actual gym experience where you can get a decent workout and you're not just going to walk in and find one treadmill. I'm also saying this because I've been on many hotel websites which show a gym that looks great, but then when you get there on site, it does not match the pictures at all. So if this idea sounds interesting to you at all, I would love to collab on it. Send me a DM at Daniel Hill Media. If you think that idea could be improved upon, of course, send it to me. If you want to steal the idea and go take it and go do it, that would be awesome. You can by all means have the idea. I like to think of ideas as valuable only if they're implemented. I mean, ideas are a dime a dozen. I come up with good ideas all the time, but the actual execution, that's the tricky part. Anyway, thank you for listening to me talk about a slightly different topic other than social media, and come back next time to hear more.